Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
Last summer, I spent the better part of 3 hours at the KSCJ studios with Terry Hersom, the longtime editor of the Sioux City Journal sports page. We had a conversation about his life in the sports media business and about sports in general. To say it was a conversation is a little bit misleading. Mostly, I just listened. We covered all sorts of topics, from his origin story in Cedar Rapids to his time at the University of Northern Iowa to his time in Ottumwa and then finally moving to Sioux City in the late 1970s. Terry was a wealth of knowledge about Sioux City history, especially in the sports side of things. Anyone who read Terry's columns over the years knows that he was a passionate follower of the Sioux City Explorers baseball team. Late in the interview, one of the topics we discussed was the move in the early 1990s to bring the Sioux City Explorers to Sioux City, which would be the first professional baseball team Sioux City had housed in a long time. Terry was in favor of it. Others were not. Perhaps the most vocal obstacle to the team coming here was the petition drive led by former sports broadcaster Rudy Salem to bring the issue to a vote for the Sioux City voters. The plan was for the city of Sioux City to build and pay for Lewis and Clark Ballpark. However, the citizens of Sioux City, who would ultimately foot the bill, would not have a direct say in the matter. This did not sit well with Rudy Salem, who, judging from his letters to the editor, always seemed to be on the side of the taxpayer. At the time, Rudy was a high school sports broadcaster here on KSCJ. Since the Explorers games were to be broadcast on KSCJ, the station and Rudy decided to part ways. The ballpark was eventually built, and the Sioux City Explorers have been in town since 1993. During tonight's episode, Terry Hersom will talk about that time in Sioux City and that fight to bring baseball to town. As fate would have it, Terry Hersom died on October 31st, and Rudy Salem died a couple of weeks later. Perhaps as this airs, these two Sioux City cheerleaders are having a cup of coffee and waxing poetic about the things important to them somewhere in the great beyond.
So 93 rolls around and baseball is coming to Sioux City. And that was a heck of a political time for the baseball thing, because there was some politics involved in getting the stadium built. And it ended up with Rudy Salem losing his job with this radio station because he was very outspoken against the team coming. And there were a lot of people that wanting it to bring here. But what do you think that did for sports in Sioux City, which is traditionally a high school town? I mean, that's really what people follow. But to bring a professional sports team to Sioux City of that caliber.
Oh, I think it was a terrific thing. I have tried, scratched my head for years, though. I have a graphic that I have kept for years, and I update it. But it shows our average attendance for each year and what our record was and all that. And not our, but what the Explorers. Sure. Yeah. So in the years that Ed Nottle was here, our average attendance peaked at like 3,500 a game. And for all of that, those 8 years, we averaged, the Explorers averaged over 3,000 for the whole 8 year period. And now we're lucky to get 1,200 a game. And I hate to see that. And, you know, I was down in Omaha when the College World Series finals rolled around, and I didn't go to any of the games but watched them on TV. And they, I found out, were paying $300 a ticket to go see a college baseball game. And I'm saying, well, that's just absurd. And I said, you know, we had, the Explorers had a guy named Tom Mendoza, who was the MVP of the College World Series, several years before he came here. And we've had there are a lot of people who are in on all of those teams that make it to Omaha who could never make it in the old Northern League and now the American Association. And it's unfortunate that people don't appreciate what's going on out there. And it's unfortunate that for $2.5 million, we built a ballpark in a league that has had and still has stadiums that cost upwards of $60 million. And they're beautiful ballparks. And we've done the best we can to try to keep that place up to date without being too expensive. And it's still in really nice shape. We have a beautiful field out there. And Luke Yoder, who was the first groundskeeper for the Explorers, went on to become one of the premier major league groundskeepers, has his own private business, and he came in here and redid that field because other teams had come in and complained about bad hops and all that kind of thing. Well, you can't get a bad hop on this thing now. He dug down subsurface and then they resodded the whole thing, and it's just beautiful. Still, I mean, obviously they have needed to water quite a bit. I just got my water bill today, and it's I think a record high, but that's okay. I want to keep my grass green, and so far so good.
That ends this week's portion of my conversation with Terry Hersom. Join us on the next Halftime Show for more, and we'll be back with more high school football right here on KSCJ.